Multiplying 10 to the 9x.
Subtracting 7.
So we have to do the opposite.
Add 7.
And whatever we do to one side,
do to the other side.
Math is today's lesson at this GED tutoring session at College Bound Dorchester. It's also the last subject 24-year-old Howard Thompson used to pass before earning his GED.
I don't know, it's been a challenge. You know, I got to refresh my memory and stuff I forget back, but the staff been working with me, and I've been proceeding pretty well.
Thompson moved to Boston several months ago from Memphis. Back home, he was kicked out of high school after 10th grade and failed at his early attempts to get his GED.
I took classes for a while, took the test, but I never went back for my retest, you know, because I didn't take it serious. I was young and immature, but now, you know, I see the importance of it, and I need it. If I want to do better for myself, I need it.
Thompson is on track to finish at year's end, and he couldn't have picked a better time. That's because come January, a harder, more expensive GED test will replace the current one. For people like 53-year-old Fred McAfee, who are not on target to finish, it will mean starting all over again.
It's something that, you know, when I started, you know, I wanted to do, and it doesn't matter what obstacle get in the way and how long it's going to take, you know, it's something that I want to do.
McAfee says his biggest motivation is his three children. Another one is his job at the MBTA, where he's been a bus driver for 27 years.
When I started back then, you didn't have to have a high school diploma, but now you do, and so I cannot, you know, change position without getting that, you know, either GED or high school diploma. And so that's one of my biggest goals is to get that, and maybe, you know, I can change, do something different in the company.
McAfee's not alone, says Katie Arisman, a coordinator for Boston Public Schools' adult education program. Arisman says more students are showing up this year and dedicated to doing the work. But at the same time, she adds, some are angry.
The requirements where they work have been changing, and they're worried, you know, they don't have the confidence that they're going to be able to pass it. Or they feel like they should have done this earlier, and now the ground's shifting under their feet.
So why is the GED changing? About every 10 years, the GED is revised to keep pace with changing standards. This latest change is one of its most sweeping. The new test will be modeled after the Common Core, the new rigorous college and career readiness standards that are being adopted by 45 states. It'll also be more expensive to take. In Massachusetts, the cost will go from $65 to $120. Mark Culleton is the CEO of College Bound Dorchester, which provides educational services to underserved communities. Culleton embraces the Common Core approach, but is worried about the new test shifting from paper and pencil to computer.
We're going to have to invest in additional computers for our students, additional like bandwidth for our students to be able to access computers, you know, 20 or 30 at a time in this facility. So there's a lot of costs associated with that.
A recent Pew Research report found that 41% of adults without a high school degree don't use the internet or email, compared with 4% of adults with a college degree. Katie Arisman says the gap is most apparent with the older students she works with.
Younger students are doing much better. They're eager to do it on the computer, and it's the older, less experienced with technology adults that have the fear, have the concerns.
Some states have responded by dropping the GED altogether. This year, two new high school equivalency tests entered the market. Both tout their lower cost and flexibility to choose between a paper test and a computer. C.T. Turner, a spokesman for GED Testing Service, says the switch by some states has not been a cause for concern.
I think they're going to start seeing the efficacy of the GED testing program. They're going to see the positive results coming back from adult learners. And I think those two programs are going to have to invest, and they're going to have to develop something like the GED testing program, or those states are going to come back to the GED testing program.
Massachusetts has yet to reveal which test it wants for next year. The state tells WGBH News that a decision has been made, but contract negotiations with the test maker are ongoing. Mark Cullison says the long wait has forced many programs to put plans on hold.
I think universally programs have been frustrated in how late in the game we're getting news about what that test will be. So optimally, I would have loved to flip the switch in January, but in July to have known what test it was going to be.
Howard Thompson says he'll be a role model for those who have to wait for that decision.
I'm always here to help. I'm trying to be a story that they can look up to, you know. It's never too late. I ain't an old person, but, you know, it's never too late.
Thompson plans to add to that story by going to college to study business. I'm James Edwards, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.